Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
To something that wasn't ridiculous, but of course, in the end, quite predictable in terms of both top seeds winning their singles. But from Australia's point of view, they still did have some interest in it, Logan.
They did. They did. No Nick Kyrgios to cheer for, but in the doubles there was, boy, was there some excitement there after the top seeds were knocked out in the quarterfinals by Kubler and Hijikata. They then went on to win 6-4, 7-6 against Nice and Zielinski. This is how it sounded on SEN and SENZ.
Again, Zielinski into the nets. Zielinski's backpedaling forehand is into the nets. And it's now two championship points for Kubler and Hijikata. They wanting Rod Laver Arena to raise the roof. Hijikata serving down the tee to Hugo Nice. Kubler drops it over. Zielinski to Kubler again. Hugo Nice's backhand to Hijikata. Kubler over the top. Zielinski smashes. Kubler once more. Nice. Hijikata's fallen over. Zielinski into the corner. It's wide. Oh, what a way to win it. A green and gold moment for the All Aussie pair on Rod Laver Arena. A hectic, frantic, chaotic final point. But it's the All Australian duo of Rinki Hijikata and Jason Kubler who are men's doubles champions at the Australian Open in 2023, winning 6-4, 7-6. What a glorious moment for Kubler and Hijikata.
Man, Smithy, you can really hear the crowd there at Rod Laver Arena, which is awesome to hear, considering, you know, typically doubles doesn't take the same spotlight as the singles, but you could tell then, all Aussie affair in the final, boy, did that mean something.
Well, I was on the back, too, of the rejuvenation in Australian doubles, with Kyrgios, of course, and Kokkinakis last year, who actually riled the crowd up and got them into fever pitch situations. So this was an unheralded pair that came through and won this. And Jason Kubler is fast becoming a wee bit of a hero here, and this is what he had to say.
You know, Rinki and I definitely didn't think this was happening 2 weeks ago, so bit of a pleasant surprise, I should say. I guess, yeah, first of all, I just want to congratulate our opponents for the great 2 weeks they've had. You know, they're a top doubles team. And to make a final of a Grand Slam at the start of the season is a great accomplishment, and good luck for the rest of the season. And then, you know, I've got to thank Rinki. He was actually the reason we teamed up for this tournament. I wasn't sure if I was going to play or not, and then Rinki asked me, and then, yeah, I decided to play, and then, geez, 2 weeks later, now we've got this trophy, so big thank you to Rinki.
Right, that was Jason Kubler at the end of it. What a combination, Kubler and Hijikata, with a Grand Slam doubles title and a lot of money too, a lot of money in doubles in their back pocket. And as you said 2 weeks ago, wouldn't even have dreamt of it. As I predicted, the Philadelphia Eagles did go on and pick up a touchdown just prior to the break. So they're going into the break. They've got a really handy 21-7 lead. And at home, that will be hard to run down. So they'll be the hottest of favourites to go on and win. From this point onwards, let's stick with the tennis now, though, shall we? And the women's singles final, of course, was decided on Saturday night. Two seeded players, but quite to deep in the seedings. But Sabalenka defeating Rybakina in three sets, 4-6, 6-3, 6-4. Here are the highlights of the women's final.
Right up on that baseline with the wide stance. She'll take it on the back end. It's right on the baseline. Dug out. She went to ground, Rybakina. There's the pressure. She put up the lob. Sabalenka, the overhand. She controls it. And maybe that's the match. Sabalenka with a big break in the seventh game. Serve out wide for an ace. One game away now, the Belarusian. Most coveted trophies in tennis. Sabalenka's back out the line. Big cross-court forehand, Rybakina. Likewise there, Sabalenka. Cross-court exchange on the forehands. Bit more angle, Rybakina. Bit more angle there by Sabalenka. Up the line by Rybakina. Dug out by Sabalenka. Slicing here, Rybakina. Cross-court forehand by Sabalenka. Back behind, she's pushed it wide, Rybakina. That was some sort of point. 15-all. Down the middle for an ace. It sets up match point. Having to work extremely hard to get to the finish line. She serves now down the tee. Forehand response is deep on the line, Rybakina. Forehand cross court by Sabalenka. Up the line, Rybakina. It's out! Marina Sabalenka. She dreamed as a young girl of being a Grand Slam champion, and she's got there. A victory so well deserved. She's been through the lows of last year when she couldn't land a second serve to save herself, and the recovery has been there for everyone to see. It's been an incredible January. Arena Sabalenka, who burst onto the scene as a 17, 18-year-old with this big power game that took us by storm. And now she's won one of the four biggest trophies that tennis has to offer.
Yeah, a fantastic performance. She did, I think, play the most consistent tennis when it came to the crunch. There was a lot of casualties in that particular women's draw, particularly early on in the first week. But she survived, and this was her reaction.
Thank you so much for everyone who made this tournament happen. Thank you so much, tournament director, referees, line umpires, ball kids, stringers, physios. I mean, thank you everyone who helped me during this week. And thank you so much, guys, for an amazing atmosphere. It was enjoyable to play in front of you. Thank you so much.
So Sabalenka puts Grand Slam number one to bed for the women's side of things, and the GOAT came through without doubt. He is the greatest of all time now, surely, Novak Djokovic. I don't think he dropped a set in the second week of competition as he just roared to victory. And this time he knocked over the number three seed, Stefanos Tsitsipas, 6-3, 7-6, 7-6. Here's the GOAT.
Djokovic goes to the back end of Tsitsipas. Back end up the line, Novak. Oh, that is sublime. Tsitsipas will send it to the back end. Lunge there. Brings Tsitsipas forward. He sliced up the long, puts up the lob. Does Djokovic? It'll go long. Nicely constructed point there from Steph on the serve. Tsitsipas. Djokovic went back to the slice of Tsitsipas. Backhand is long. While Tsitsipas's racket. Tiebreaker. Takes on the forehand, whips up the line, Novak. It just set up at 161 k's for him to go, Wooshka. The off forehand from Djokovic on the return off the backhand is long. Got the Tsitsipas racket. First 4 points in the tiebreak for Novak Djokovic. Championship point number three to win a 10th Australian Open. As Djokovic will land the serve down the middle. Forehand, three-quarter ball there from Tsitsipas. And now Djokovic goes with the backhand cross-court. Cross-court backhand, Tsitsipas. Forehand up the line. It gets him stretching here. Tsitsipas over the baseline. Novak Djokovic. He cannot be beaten. He's done it tough tonight. A worthy opponent who stretched him in two tie breaks. But Novak Djokovic has become even greater than he was. The most dominant force on Rod Laver Arena in the history of the Australian Open, making its move here in 1988. 6-3, 7-6, 7-6 in 2 hours and 56 minutes.
Right, this was the great man in his interview. Gosh, Grand Slam interviews for Novak Djokovic. Grand Slam winning interviews. What would you compare that to? God, I don't know. Anything you like. Anything you like. They happen like, I don't know, rain in Auckland at the moment.
And I would just like to finish off by commenting something about Greece and Serbia. And, you know, we are relatively two small countries that don't really have a tennis tradition. You know, we didn't have too many players to look up to, players that have reached these heights in a professional tennis. So I think that the message really for any young tennis player around the world who is watching this now and dreaming to be here where Stefanos and I am, dream big, dare to dream, because everything is possible. Don't let anybody take away the dream. Doesn't matter where you're coming from. I actually think that the more disadvantaged childhood you have, the more difficulties and more challenges you have, the stronger you become. So Stefanos and I are the proof of that. And don't really let anybody take away that dream from you. Nurture it, water it like you water the flowers. Even if you find only one person in this world that will accept, embrace, and support your dreams, find that person and dream big, because you can make it.
Yeah, interesting words there from Novak Djokovic there, Smithy. After winning this 22nd title, I'm definitely not arguing with you on him being the GOAT. I know there's going to be some fierce Roger Federer defenders out there that might think differently, a la Hugh Bainen. But what he's been able to do in Melbourne in particular has just been incredible over the years, hasn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you just 10 on a supposedly an even playing surface. I mean, you know, he's so far away from home. Yeah, they wouldn't let him come last year. That was stupid. They wouldn't let him come last year. He dug his toes in and said, I've got principles. Waited a year, they let him back in, and which is very big of them, I might say, the Australians. Without him, what kind of tournament would have been anyway? But to be fair, he just showed them. Just showed them how good he is. Greater than the greatest. I mean, what chance they'd change it from the Novak... from the Rod Laver Arena to the Novak Djokovic Arena in the middle of Melbourne? Absolutely no chance. That was a stupid question, Ian.